Should British Airways poach stuff from rivals? Welcome to Mark and Pete Live. I'm Pete, the clergyman. With me as ever is Mark, the businessman. So have British Airways, Mark, been naughty boys and girls? What's going on there?
Well, I think you hit on it. British Airways have decided to take some unusual tactics to bring in talent. Yes, British Airways is offering new cabin crew a £1,000 golden hello as the airline battles to recruit workers, but from their rivals. Is this ethical? As people actually now sort of a bit concerned, because not that long ago, British Airways folks actually made 10,000 staff redundant due to the pandemic. Now, of course, that's a lot of people, but now that we're seeing things open up, this tactic doesn't always sit well with some people. In fact, some of the rivals have said it's completely unethical and even are starting to question the way that the strategy that British Airways are taking, is it even legal? So here's some thoughts, British Airways. You all should know which side your bread is buttered. If you try to poach your rival staff, you'll get grilled by the unions the most, and they will have the last laugh when your business turns to toast. Clergyman Pete, yes. I say to you now, what do you think about this tactics of British Airways?
Well, if it's not illegal, it's certainly running close to being illegal. It's on the edge there. It does seem to be unfair. In a few ways. One, on the staff, of course, who have the staff who were let go, and now there are some other people are getting £1,000 bonus for joining. Of course, it could be the same people if they've joined another company, but
true.
Most often not. It's not the same staff being brought back. And so you've got that side of it that's unfair. You've also got the fact that BAE is a big company. They're able to do this at the expense of the smaller companies. And everyone had the same issues which drove them into letting the staff go.
Right. Well, here's some things, because it's always the devil's in the detail, isn't it? Yeah. Because BA says that applicants must have an airside ID for either Heathrow or London Stansted Airport, as well as having completed cabin crew safety training, which is suggested that the company will look to rival airlines for staff. It will say, as it continues, that the cabin crew who are not able to commence training prior to July of this year, 2022, for example, they have to work a long notice period and may not be eligible for the welcome bonus. Now, the point here is it's a great PR stunt. We were all talking about it. People are sort of thinking it's a good idea. And I should imagine that there's lots of uplift in applications. But I do think that if you're working for a rival organisation, you're probably thinking, well, hold on. Look, talent is hard to come by, especially with skills and training that you definitely need. This is a specialist skill. You need to know about law, you need to know about health and safety, you need to know how an airline runs. And that takes a lot of time to actually do. And of course, when we think about the cabin crew, we all want to make sure that the experience is good. It's not just about the safety, it's also about the personal skills. So if you take people away from a particular type of organization, poaching rival staff is sort of disrupts the market, because if you start to see rival staff moving backwards and forwards, I was sort of wondering, is there anyone in the industry, and I'd love to understand what people in the industry think here, if you were made redundant from British Airways a year ago, when you look at this, presumably you might still actually want to stay in the industry. And would you even want to consider going back to British Airways? Well, how do they actually tarnish their brand?
Well, it'd be good if people could put in the comments if the people are in that position. It'd be very interesting to hear. And also, what are the details? You say the devil's in the details. Can you take your £1,000 bonus, work there for a bit, and then go somewhere else?
It does actually state is that the company says it will pay new employees £500 after 3 months, and then the rest after 6 months, but only if they start before July 2022. So they're putting an aggressive recruitment plan in here. So what they're saying is, you need to be hot with your application, folks.
just to close out these thoughts on this, I just wanted to point out, you know, the reason that they got in this mess, and I said it would affected all the industry. Some time ago, you know, say a year ago, people were saying there was general thought that almost all the airlines were going to close because of the restrictions put on due to the disease that people claimed was afflicting people across the world. And this overreaction by governments restricting travel was causing lots of problems, and it meant that companies like BA reacted, such as, look, we're going to just disappear. We can't afford this, and they let a lot of staff go. I would say then, really, it's governments who were the people behaving unethically, because the restrictions they put on were not necessary. And it seems now, as more and more revelations come out, they actually knew it. They knew that it wasn't necessary.
Yes.
So why were they doing it? I don't know. You know, that's above my pay grade. I have no idea why they would do such a stupid thing. But this stupid thing, this policy of the British government in the case of BA, but not just British government, of course, you know, as they flew around the world, but mainly for BA with the British government, they have caused this problem and pushed, I would say, BA into this unfair, unethical, possible.
Well, it's a tactic, isn't it? I mean, this is not unusual. Other companies in other industries have tried similar tactics. What I think is interesting and this is purely from a business perspective, there's nothing wrong with offering incentives.
No.
Clearly, industries that are highly competitive, most are, particularly in the travel industry, but it also works in retail, it works in technology and many other manufacturing, etc. Yes, it's highly competitive. But I wonder whether British Airways could have actually maybe have put a bigger golden carrot there. That, you know, it isn't necessarily that, you know, somebody can come in. I'm going to say 6 months is relatively short term. It may not be BA's mind, but it relatively short term. I was thinking that maybe prospects, you know, the idea that maybe after a year or 2 years there were other sort of incentives that could have been stacked out.
It could have been more along the lines of career development.
Career development, things that you know that where there's a bit more long-term commitment. Because to your point, taking aside the pandemic part, decisions, rightly or wrongly, were made to remove staff and sizable numbers. But what I think, if you are, say, a cabin crew expert, if you're looking at British Airways, this is a short-term tactic. And what I would be thinking about from a candidate's perspective would be, well, what about the long-term? Does that mean, you know, after 6 months that potentially we might be in a different situation again? Now, some people say that's market forces, folks. Yes, possibly. But again, I would always say buyers beware. Look, this is a good thing. They're thinking about trying to get people back into the industry, get the industry back on its feet. We definitely want to see that. All I would say is that when you take the hard tactic of trying to poach from aggressively taking from other firms, effectively you're cannibalizing the industry. Yeah. What about the those who have not been in the industry, where I come back to the long-term approach, people who want to join the industry? Tourism is beginning to open up. The travel industry needs more people with expertise. And maybe it's not a case of just poaching people from rivals. What about taking people who are nurturing from college, etc.? Now, I'm sure the British Airways would say, yes, we're going to do that as well. But that's not what's coming out in the news. And I don't see businesses, again, still thinking long term. I still see them thinking short term. This is another example.
Yeah,
well, look,
yeah.
I mean, I think it would be good to understand what cabin crew experts think. We'd love to hear from them.
Well, let us know in the comments. And it'd be interesting also to see how BA fares doing this way, because if you were thinking long term, you'd be just pumping your money into training up new people and not necessarily trying to catch people if only for possibly for a temporary period. Now, that's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. We've got to fly, but maybe not with BA. Hey? Catch you next time.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.